Hey there, good morning. 809 Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
I just watched a video of Billy West, who is the voice of Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Also does the voice of the dude from Futurama.
He does a lot of voices.
He does a lot. He does all the Looney Tunes for the Space Jam movies.
Wasn't he SpongeBob, too? Didn't he do
SpongeBob?
Crazy,
I believe he was SpongeBob.
Yeah.
The dude's crazy. He did Ren and Stimpy.
Really?
Which was a crazy... I watched a whole thing on that. Like, the first two seasons, he did it with the guy. Was it Bob Camp?
I don't know.
I think Bob Camp was the director, I think. Anyway, they, like, fired Ren, who did the voice for Ren, and Billy West did the voice after. And they were, like, best friends. And all of a sudden, boom, they, like, hated each other.
Really?
And then, like, a couple months after that happened, Howard Stern had them both on the show, unknowingly, that they were both going to be... Dude, it was pretty awkward.
Oh.
So it was a pretty interesting video to watch.
Oh.
But Billy West does all the voices, and he does it on that show. It's weird seeing somebody do a voice that you're so used to watching a cartoon.
Yeah.
Dude, it's pretty cool. So that's all I had.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show, brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
I love this story. Last Thursday, a team of researchers at MIT posted a study on the hipster effect, about how hipsters tend to gravitate towards similar fashion trends and all look the same. Okay?
Beard.
You know, beard, flannel shirt, and usually like a sculpted beard, flannel shirt, maybe a stocking cap
that just kind of sits on top of their head.
Glasses that they may or may not need.
Mm-hmm.
Some form of, you know, tattoo. Mm-hmm. You know, usually they have like similar tattoos. Anyway, this thing, and it came out pretty interesting.
Johnny Greaser, basically.
Well, after they posted it, someone complained about a stock photo they used of a hipster with a beard wearing a knit hat, just like we described.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who complained said he was the model in the photo, and he was upset at them for implying he's a generic hipster.
Aww.
But here's the fun part. It turns out it was actually a different model in the photo who looks just like him.
Oh, no.
Moron. So the point was proven.
Yeah.
The
point.
How dare you use my photo? We don't all look alike. Oh, wait, that's not me. That's not me.
Tables have turned.
The researchers joked that it essentially proved the whole point of the study, that hipsters do look alike.
Vaping? A lot of vaping.
Got their Starbucks coffee.
You know?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I love this because there's nothing worse than
when did the hipster thing start?
I'd say probably about 8 years ago.
If you had to choose to dress like a hipster or sport the Affliction shirt back when that was huge.
Ooh.
Remember that? So you have to choose between dressing like a hipster or a fighter,
Or like the Ed Hardy stuff.
Yeah, the Ed Hardy. Yeah, I mean, you just blinged out.
Got the rhinestone jeans.
You just got out of the buckle, man. You got the rhinestone jeans.
Boy.
You got the Affliction shirt, and you got no money in your pocket because it was extremely expensive to buy those two items.
Boy, that's a good question. I would probably have
would
to
dress. Would you rather?
I would rather dress like a hipster.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It seems more comfortable.
Seems more comfortable.
And less likely to get into a fight for no reason.
Do people still wear the Affliction stuff?
I think they're still out there.
Are they?
I think they're still out there.
Man.
I mean, if I had a wardrobe full of it and as much as it costs, I probably still would. I'd wear those things till they fell off me.
Bro, I'm going to work out for hours, go tanning, and I'm going to throw on my buckle gear.
Got the leather cuff. Be honest, Hunter. Have you ever owned
a leather
bracelet?
Yes,
or a cuff?
I have. I'll admit it. Hey, don't laugh, Mr. Playboy Bunny Tan Mark.
Damn it. I should have never told you that, man.